Still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Friend, do what you came for. Am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour, when darkness reigns.
Well, Caiaphas, I understand that you have a pressing problem that only the governor can handle. This better be important to awaken me at such an early hour.
Pontius Pilate, Your Excellency, we are certainly grateful for your audience. Here is our problem.
I see. So what charges are you bringing against this man?
He is a criminal. If he were not, we would not be handing him over to you.
You, come to me, now. So you're that prophet from Nazareth, aren't you? You know, I've heard some things about you. My wife's even seen you in her nightmares. Just who are you anyway? Are you that king of the Jews?
Is that your idea? Or have others talked to you about me?
What? Do you think I'm a Jew? It was your people and your chief priest who handed you over to me anyway. Just what you were supposed to have done.
My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest. But now, my kingdom is from another place.
So you are a king. This might be entertaining after all.
You are right in saying that I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born. And for this reason I came into the world. To testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
What is truth? Another lunatic Jewish philosopher. Just where do these people come from? I find no basis for charges against this man. But it is customary that during the time of Passover that I release a prisoner to you. Should I release this king of the Jews?
Crucify him.
Your Excellency, I'm certain this
man is innocent. Shall I have the guards throw the mob out?
Hey! You take him. I find no basis for charges against this man.
But we have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God.
Do you hear what they are saying about you? Just who are you? Speak to me. Don't you know who I am? I have the power to free you or to crucify you.
Here is your king.
Take him away. Crucify him. Take him away. Crucify him.
Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king but Caesar.
I am innocent of this man's blood. Crucify him.
My friend, save yourself if you're the Son of God.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Will I ever find Surely, he is the Son of God.
What is it now, Caiaphas? Wasn't it just yesterday I did your dirty work for you? I wouldn't hope to have to see you again so soon.
Your Excellency, it seems that one small detail remains. It seems that while the deceiver Jesus was still alive, he claimed that he would raise up 3 days after his death. Of course, this is all nonsense, but we believe that his followers may attempt to steal the body to promote just such a fantasy.
What are you asking of Rome this time, Caiaphas? More killings? Perhaps we should crucify his disciples. No, that's not enough. Maybe we should just dispose of anybody that ever knew him. Would that be sufficient enough for your problem?
Governor, sir, all we ask for is a guard, perhaps two, just enough to guard the tomb until the third day has passed. This way we can prevent further deception from this Jesus.
Yes, take a guard. Centurion, go and secure the tomb the best you know how. Put my seal on it. Place two guards for 3 days. I wish to hear no more of this Jesus of Nazareth. My wife was right. I should have had nothing to do with this man.
Well, what do you expect from graveyard duty? I just wish the centurion would send someone to relieve us. Wait a minute. Perhaps he has. Look at that. Maybe we'll have some company after all.
Soldier, report at once. Tell me exactly what happened here.
Is that you, Centurion? I can't see a thing. There was a bright light, and then a man dressed like a god rolled away the stone. Octavius, is he still here? Is he alive?
Oh, our friend seems to be coming around. Sergeant, tell me exactly what happened here.
Well, sir, everything was so quiet. Nothing was out of the ordinary. We noticed some women coming down the road. That's when it happened.
When what happened?
The earthquake, sir. The ground shook. Then a woman. A woman like I've never seen before appeared, as if she rode a bolt of lightning to the ground. And she pushed that stone away like it was a pebble. I felt an awful fear crushing my chest. Then everything went black. And that's all I remember, sir.
Body isn't there. Jesus is gone.
We're all doomed. When Pontius Pilate finds out, we're all going to die.
Pilate will not hear of this, boy. Forgive me, sir. But if word of this gets back, no one will believe us and will be executed for a dereliction of our duties. Not with those old priests and their cronies that got us into this mess. They have as much at stake as we do. I say we go to them. Let them figure a way out of this. Don't you agree, sir?
What? I'm sorry. I was thinking of something.
We got to get to those old priests, sir. Concoct some story about being attacked by Jesus' followers. Something. Let them Jews cover for us. It's as much their problem as it is ours. Are you with us? Can we count on you, sir?
Go, Octavius. Go back to Jerusalem and tell them any story you'd like. You'll get no argument from me. Just go.
We make choices, we live and learn. Now I'm standing at a crossroad, and I must choose which way to turn. Down the one road lies all the world can offer, all its power, its wealth and fame. Down the other, just a man with nail scars in his hands, but there is mercy in his eyes, and there is power in his name. I choose Jesus without a solitary doubt. I choose Jesus, not for miracles, but for loving me. Not for Bethlehem, but for Calvary. Not for a day, but for eternity. I choose Jesus. All my life I sailed the sea of reason. I was captain of my soul. There was no need for a savior. I could live life on my own. Then I heard him speak the language of compassion, words of healing for broken lives. When we nailed him to the tree, his love included me. now he's calling you to follow and lead the path. For loving me, not for Bethlehem, but for Calvary, not for a day, but for eternity.